Now to an NBC News exclusive interview with Iran's President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad. Despite growing international pressure and the threat of more sanctions, the controversial leader announced over the weekend his nation has expanded its nuclear program. NBC's Brian Williams just wrapped up an interview with President Ahmadinejad, and he joins us now from the presidential compound in Tehran. Brian, good morning to you.
Hey, Matt, good morning from Tehran. And because you yourself were involved in this effort, you know the effort to gain this interview was across the NBC News division. And then we learned it was granted. The last time the two of us sat down, it was in 06, the fall of 06 in New York. Now, as people may know, there's been a big change in the American approach lately toward Iran. There's not a carrier battle group in the Gulf for the first time since 1991. America's sitting down across from the Iranians at the talks going on in Geneva. They've asked for an answer from the Iranians on enrichment of nuclear fuel. The first new approach we saw when we arrived here today, you mentioned it earlier, Matt, we're broadcasting from the grounds of the presidential compound in Tehran via an American television network on live television. That's never happened before. And then the president walked in just a short time ago, really, for the interview. It was clear to all of us watching and listening he brought with him a new approach. This is a rough quote. If the American approach changes, Iranians will have a positive response. He talked about the new behavior on the part of the United States. And at the outset, I started out by asking him a very basic question.
I am curious to hear, in a more specific sense, is your message to the world, is your message to the United States, one of confrontation or cooperation?
This question, which I am asking from American statesmen, when it comes to the Iranian people, what road do they want to choose? What approach? For more than 50 years now, the policy of American statesmen has been to confront the Iranian people, and our people to a large extent have become acclimated with this situation, and we have tried to work around it. Today, we see new behavior shown by the United States and the officials of the United States. My question is such behavior rooted in a new approach? In other words, mutual respect, cooperation, and justice, or this approach is a continuation in the confrontation with the Iranian people, but in a new guise? If this is the continuation of the old process, well, the Iranian people needs to defend its right. Its interests as well. But if the approach changes, we will be facing a new situation, and the response by the Iranian people will be a positive one.
There is a group of nations in Geneva, and they have asked for an answer from you by Saturday. It has to do with the processing of nuclear materials. I note that you are smiling. I would like very much to know your answer.
They submitted a package, and we responded by submitting our own package. They again submitted a work plan, and we submitted our own work plan. It's very natural. In the first steps, we are going to negotiate over the common ground as they exist inside the two packages. If the two parties succeed in agreeing over the common ground, that will help us to work on our differences as well, to reach an agreement. The main question here is whether this approach is the continuation of the old approach, or it is it a totally new approach?
Are you willing to suspend uranium enrichment? And if doing that would welcome you into a wider world, is that something Iran is willing to do?
Well, the doors of the larger world are not closed to us. This is a great and mighty country, a great nation, with a great economy, a rich culture, thousands of years of history and civilization, and we have very good economic and cultural relations with countries around the world. It would be very good for you to walk on the streets here in Tehran, in other cities for that matter, and gain a better appreciation of life in this part of the world. For the continuation of our lives and for progress, we do not need the services, if I can use the word, of a few countries.
And a veteran member of our team watching, listening along with us, confirmed what we all thought was happening here during the interview, that he came in here, President Ahmadinejad did, with a new stance, ready for further engagement. Matt, some quick headlines. He believes the oil market is overvalued in part because of the manipulation that's been going on. I raised the economic problems here in Iran. He said, quote, don't worry yourself needlessly. It was clear he'd done his homework on the U.S. He hit us with a lot of facts, most of them right. He said, quote, we are not working to manufacture a bomb, said it more than once and declaratively. And finally, Matt, loosely paraphrase one of the comments he gave us today. On the bomb front, he said nuclear weapons are so 20th century. This was a new stance that we witnessed here today in Tehran, certainly on the part of President Ahmadinejad.
All right, Brian, thanks very much. Interesting to see how the United States responds to it. But, Brian, thanks very much. And let me tell our viewers, you can see more of Brian's exclusive interview with President Ahmadinejad later here on today and tonight, of course, on NBC Nightly News.